These are the things that are going to have to do with it.
What are you working on at the moment, Matthew?
Ms. Burton?
What are you working on at the moment?
Well, I'm working on four different things, because the parts is, you know, I'm making up different parts now for adaptions for different things. Both of those V17,000, that Hercules welding machine, and I started yesterday to try to get the material category again for one of those planers. We're going to get somebody too, that somewhere to get out there to get that stuff oiled up before that rust takes hold and gives us problems. So when you see that somebody gets that done?
What do you say? However you say do it, you show us all the time, we'll do it.
Well, I mean, you get it oiled up now, because see, they had it inside, remember, and they hauled it out to set it out there, and I hollered and yelled about that, but they wouldn't listen. Now, and we had it all cleaned up, ready to go through it.
Uh-huh.
Now we've got to start all over again. Take another 3 or 4 days.
You know, we got that bear of Russia going
back in,
you know.
That wasn't...
We got a bear of Russia going back in, you know.
Obviously not, I guess. That wasn't Terry.
We got a bear of Russ.
It was.
Where
at?
Back down the stairs.
What about it?
Is that you?
Well, see, I didn't even know that.
It's a stuff sprayed
that's sitting out here outside.
It's a higher refined product. I mean,
that's real good. And the way we got our stuff sitting here, we need that real bad. There's another thing. Do you know where those parts went that was out there where we got the mail? You know, the canvas turf that I had there?
I have no idea.
I've got to find where that went, because we need to get them back. I've got to get one over this engine sitting out here in front of this garage building.
Well,
listen, could we get into that later? Because these people really have to get to another meeting. Happy, the only reason we have you down here is that, not that we're trying to, you know, take the place of Father, because when Father comes back, he definitely wants to speak to you, but we wanted to know if we could work out any problems in the meantime.
I don't have any problems.
You don't have any problems. Is there anything that you'd like to discuss that we can make an easier workload on you, or?
I don't worry about the workload. The workload's not whatever has bothered
what
me.
Whatever bothers you?
What bothers me is no organization, and work at it and try to set it up. You don't get anywhere. When you discuss it with somebody, they'll agree, and then that's the end of it. They don't go any further. And waste.
Waste
bothers me very much.
Then what we need to do is really get with Smitty and all the guys up at the garage, because they're the one that needs to hear this, because Pappy has come to me and Tish and others about it, but he needs to speak to the
people. Nothing is done. Like, we go down and get $150 for that touch field, you know.
For the what?
And I brought it up here, and I said, now when we unload that, I want it tied on to and get it to work. We can pick it up and hand it. I said, just like it's a glass, because you can sprain the shaft in it. And it unloaded it off the truck, kicked off down, ran both shelves, and the shelves on it would cost $175 to go buy them new. And run both of them. That's off of that one. That's just one item. Another thing is, I had some electrical material, and I had some pipe fittings, and I had some brass fittings, and all inside the shop. Brand new stuff that had to work into these units. It was taken and heaved outside right in the trash pile. You seen it.
I know.
Somebody did.
And those kind of things, and I can't have put up with it.
Oh, I know.
And anywhere that we should try to save money should be here.
That's right.
Because if you sit under Father and listen to him, and him are trying to raise finances, which that he needs real bad. And then you sit back and think about this going on, and it don't bother you, then you're calloused all over.
Well, waste is a problem. Waste is a real problem, and Father...
And organization is another problem, and no communications is another problem. Just like tonight. Now, it may not be none of my business, but Papa come to me and said, Pappy said, do you know what happened to Bus 7? I didn't even know there was anything wrong with Bus 7. See? But I'm talking about no communication. And those kind of things, sometimes, if the communications is right, you can, like when the phone call was made to get somebody on it, how was it acting? Talked about it. How was it acting? It might be something that you could talk to him 5 or 10 minutes on the phone and save a complete trip to Los Angeles and back. It happens a lot of times. No communication.
Well, who would help us down?
This group or no other group is going to go anywhere except what Father carries on his own 2 feet and on his own head until this bunch of people get together and go to work to do something and forget about what they think of you or me. And that's the only way we're ever going to help him do anything.
That's right.
And that's the thing that bothers me. And I don't like it at all. So I always said it this way. You fight it for a while, then if you can't get people to listen, then just forget it. And that's what I've done. I forgot. But now then, you want to know what was bothering me? That's what bothered me. But I don't have any problems now because I just ignored it and let it go on.
Well, Bobby won't be back. Maybe Monday.
Now, what was the machinery you wanted to talk about?
I wanted to find out what we could do. You know what I'm talking about. I said about the planter. Well, you mentioned about the planter. You had some problems about the planter. And you mentioned the other day. I don't know what we could do about it, for example.
Well, the thing of it is, the thing Tim do about it now is to go back and redo what's been done before and start getting it ready to get it put back together. See, they pulled Ken back. He was working on it. They pulled him back into San Francisco, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that dropped it right there. And that's the way it's set. But they set everything outside. And it's taking all the weather now, and that's going to run part of it.
Is there anything else doing out now that's
going to ruin the project? And I don't care. You can take any machine, if it's a $15 machine or a $15,000 machine. It's a complete waste either way.
Gabby, is there anything else sitting out now that has to be taken in?
Hmm?
Anything else sitting out now in the way that we need to get in besides that?
How do you
I said, is there anything else sitting out now that we're going to have to get in besides that?
Yeah, there's some other stuff out here in the yard we're going to have to get inside. I've got to find them tarps. I had 8 of those tarps, about 10 by 20. 9 by 20, I guess they were. About 9 by 20, wasn't it? And I had 8 of those, good ones. Well, one of them was tore a couple of places. And I was trying to locate them so I could bring it over here, and the stuff is there sitting outside that I could put them over it and take it and tie it down to where the weather wouldn't hurt it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't find those tarps.
I have no idea about those.
Well, I had them out there. You know, we had them out there. And I know when we moved the nails in.
I had about three tarps and the rest of them were plastic. I don't know where they are. They're not out there. I don't know where they are.
Well, I had 8 of them. When I come up here, I brought 8 with me.
I don't doubt that a bit. I never took any weight now. I don't think about where they are. So,
there's some electric motors. They're sitting right out there in the backyard, and every one of these rains has rained on them. And I don't have a thing to cover them up with.
Can we acquire some more
what it
tarps?
Is.
Huh? Can we buy some more tarps?
Honey, that's not the answer.
That's not the answer.
It is temporarily to get them covered, yes. But the answer is to get somebody to listen and say this has got to be taken care of and see that it's taken care of.
Right, well,
we've got $500-$600 worth of electric motors set right out there in the weather. Now, I don't care how much junk and stuff that gets piled up, that's all right if it's junk.
But we get a lot of stuff that's heaved out of that garage that can be reworked and reused and get the same service as a new piece. See, these other things, I mean, there's just a lot of things, just that's right off the top of my head right now. But I can just think a little while, and then I start naming it to you right on down the line, different things. It's where I've seen not just a few dollars, but thousands of dollars that's been thrown right out here.
Well, maybe we can get out there and go across the yard one day, and, and then you, for instance, we got a bunch of junk out there that needs to be hauled off of that south.
Definitely.
And I wanted you to go through it with our watches, say what should be held back and what should go. And then we got to get the excess out of there.
Well, that's a good idea. That's good.
Which one day are you going to do that? This week? This week? Next week? No, aren't you?
Chris and I, we went out there and worked about a day and a half of getting up different small items, picked it up, and take them back and stash them in the garage in different places where we could, to where we figured that they'll stay put a little while until it can be used, because you can't use it today. It doesn't mean you're not going to need it next week. Now, I will admit this. I am a pack rat. And if I see something, I say, well, that might save us $50 or $25 or $10, and it's, somebody has discarded it, I'm going to haul it in here, because when I pick it up, I've already figured out about where it could be used.
Well, I know.
And that's the way you save money. It's not taking something brand new and just tossing it right out, new bearings, and letting them lay right out the way there and ruin. Not me. Mm-hmm.
Well, now,
can you schedule a day to go through the yard again and get the stuff in that has to be gotten in and stuff thrown away that has to be gotten out? Possibly.
It has to be after Monday. We have to do it with the garage at our service. It brought down the urgent moving in the West House, and I can't pull the guys out there to do it. When we get out there, like I said, Saturday, Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that.
Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday is probably the best.
Well, the thing is, something's got to be done.
Just going to set up a ring to them. Pappy, how do you feel about going to Promised Land?
Me?
Yeah. How do you feel about it? What's your...
Well, by the way I feel, it doesn't amount to anything. It's what the father would say.
Sure, I know that, but how do you feel?
Well, the way things have been going, to be frank, the way I feel, I'm completely disgusted with the whole situation. Now, that's my feeling. Because all in the world we have done is put money down the drain.
All we've done is put money down the drain?
Why is that?
For the simple reason is, we haven't coordinated. We haven't communicated, and we haven't organized to say, well, we'll get this done, we'll get this done, we'll get that done, and then work the thing in. Now, if we was to, I would use this, I'll have to go this way, because this is about the only way I know how to explain. Mm-hmm. If I go in and hire out to a contractor to manage a project for him, we sit down, and the first thing we do is look over the plans and see what's got to be done. Then I'll tell the contractor, well, how much money I'll give you this guy for it for a month, or what the total will be done, and the amount of months it takes to do it. Okay, if we agree on that, then I would agree with him. Now, am I going to run this job, or are you going to run it through me? And if he said, I'm going to run it through you, I said, then you haven't got me hired, because you hired me to make you money. I can't make you money without I see where I have the privilege to make the move that I know has to be made to save you money and do the job and keep it up to specs. And then after you get that worked out, then you go out and you say, you find out, you interview these men, what is your job? What would you like to do? What's the type of work you do? Not just one, but all of them. And the most important man that you have in the organization is the man that keeps his eye on waste to be sure that it's not being wasted.
see. And then you organize, you go with each individual, just like we make the mistake here time and time again. Somebody will get out here and do something. Okay, you go on this one, you go up in the garage and work. All we're doing is pouring in them people against the garage if they don't like to do that kind of work. See? And you can't take a man and put him on the job over here if he's not adaptable to it. You can work him there 10 years and he still won't give you the production that a man would that was adaptable to. That's another mistake we make. We don't have the people that's adapted for the job. You have to agree with me.
I know.
Right? Am I right or wrong?
That's a fact.
And that's another thing. We haven't, this whole group has not called one meeting at any time to discuss the way that we should go about getting this done. I'm talking about everybody that's in it that has any knowledge and, like, whatever your job is, whatever Gene's job is, whatever Grace's job is, or whatever my job is, or Bill's job, or JR's job. We have never had a coordinating meeting to find out what we're going to do, to that one department or what the other department's going to do. And until that is done, we're just fighting a losing cause and just loading up farther more and more, day by day.
Shush!
Because every day that goes by, then the time is lost over there. It is doubling up the burden on him to try to get it done. The sawmill was supposed to have been running, what, a year ago first. Then it, Father said it's going to be sawing lumber in August. Is it sawing lumber yet? Okay. You know what the problem is? No communication. No one getting together that's got any mechanical knowledge or welding knowledge or structural knowledge. Nobody knowing what the other fellow's doing, or nobody that's going to work with you to say that, well, now I've got to coordinate this with what he has there. I mean, I'm not very good at talking.
You are.
I'm trying to get a point over
that
this place is not going to get off the ground. We're not going to get that far up on Father's shoes or helping him carry the load he was carrying. As long as we go around here and let one another butt in and tear things up that you're trying to get started and do not get together and communicate and work out a program and work to that program, not in this little spot, in general, to get the job done over there.
Now, go ahead.
It would be far better for this group. I mean, Paul would be far better off without each one of it in this room. Now, why I say that, including myself, is because he's a good partner. Now, I really don't know what your trade is. But the people that's got to do the job is these people. Father's got to keep them off of our necks. We don't have to worry about if we're going to eat breakfast in the morning. Because if we don't have any food in the house, when it comes time to eat, there'll be some food there.
Yeah.
See, right. Not something we've done. It's something that he's done.
Right.
And he's going to do that, and if we don't do anything, only just sit down and do nothing.
He does his job.
He's doing the job, we're not doing the job. And it's if I've been here 3 years, and I have fought this all the way, and if I can't get any organization and communication to get this thing to roll it, there's no use of me wasting my time here because I'm not helping him because he's wasting his money of feeding me, keeping my house. And I am not paying off in this cause at all for the simple reason I have not come anywhere from the time I started here to right now. I'm the same right now as I was the first day I got here and never turned the tap of electric at this place. So I'm a detriment to Father for that simple reason I tried. But I didn't get anywhere. And I failed him in that job. And I can't get this job done. And the thing for me to do is to step out and not be a burden on him. And let somebody else will come in. that a pet this small and start it to roll it and get it done. Just like right in that church. Now, JR is my son, but I'll put it just like it is. In that church, I says, you reuse 1,000 wire when you wire that service. No, Dad, 750 will carry it. Walter Jones was standing there when I was arguing. I said, JR, this belongs to the church. You don't know one day to the next what's going to happen here. I says, Father has to play this just like it's a set of dominoes. Because if an election goes this way, it'll be such and such. If it goes another way, it'll be different. Now, he's talking a building on the back of that church. And if he does, they've got to change a complete service in that building. And I begged him and Walter Jones to tell you the same thing. And I also talked to Jack about it. And I think I said something to you about it. I didn't think it was headed in that. I don't remember for sure. I think it did, didn't it? And I even tried right then to get that done, and now I just going to have to go back and leave it. I have been down there two different times to say now for the last month or two, you know that, to get this straightened out. Well, if these people don't listen, there's no use of me wasting my time. There's no use of Father feeding me and supporting me and me be a burden on this organization to do it, and I am not going to do it. Now, that's just exactly where I stand. And that's what I think about all of you people. You, me, you, we haven't communicated. It doesn't make any difference. If Archie's going to go out here and build a house, I wouldn't say that I'm going out and do any carpentering with him at all. But Archie, come back. If I'm not busy, see, if I'm not real busy. So, Kevin, I've got to build that house. You know about it. We've talked it over. You know what's going on. Okay. Well, I'm not too busy now. I've got a couple of guys here. Then soon we'll bounce out there. We'll get your plumbing left in for you. Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. And I come up here and say, man, we got to have a just like it's got to be. There's some wells around here because we ought to have well houses built around. And I'll come up and Archie said, well, I'm kind of slow today. I'm going to go out and build these well houses. Okay, I'll go out with you and have to change that pipe. It's got to be changed before it has to. Mm-hmm. That is communicating. Mm-hmm. That's organization. That's getting it done. Mm-hmm. No organization, you're not going to get anywhere. Yeah. Now, Father has got his head full already and all the problems he needs. And he can't afford to come down here, put his time in here, and sit with people as dumb as we are when we know better. Mm-hmm. And let him tell us what to do because we have to work this out as individuals. He wouldn't be happy to us any if he come in here and said, well, now you've got to organize and get this done. And I'm not a good talker, but that's just the way it is. Right. That's the way I feel about the whole thing.
You
did
very well.
And anything else about it? You folks want to know out of me?
I wanted to ask, well, this is just my question. Do you think you'd be more effective coordinating or helping work like at this end or that end?
Well, now, I think that would be up to this group to decide what I'm supposed to do. How do you feel? What I'm supposed to do. Are you supposed
how do you feel? Would she give you the best?
You know the equipment that's down there. What? I'm just talking from
We don't know whether, you know, you're the one that's a mechanic. You know whether you should be down there.
I mean, it's not just a mechanic.
Well, you
have Archie's work. All the work. Somebody has got to coordinate this whole group so that they'll know when the nail hammer hits a nail here, what's going to be happening over here that same day. When there's a person got to be moved, somebody's got to be there to move them. Archie's been having to run around here and move people. And he's a carpenter, one of the best in the world. I've never seen a man could be. And I worked a lot of men. And it bugs me no end for that man to have to take his time when we've got 50 or 60 young guys here that can go out and move a load of furniture and put it in the place it's supposed to be and put it in the house.
Well, I can't find them.
Where are those 50?
Well, I can't find them.
That's because we're not organized.
You know, a picnic, I can find them.
Right, right. But that's why we're not organized. Yeah. Each man that's in this group should be called in. Now, what kind of work do you do? What kind of work do you like to do? And each man should be categorized in what he would like to do. and say, okay, I want to...
That has been done.
I'll take care of maintenance. I'll take care of the truck driving and the moving and this kind of stuff. Bam, when you got to... Instead of you making a trip, I got to go to L.A. or you got to go to Washington or somewhere. We got to pick this up. That man, you know, is the driver. That's it. He's good at that job. Call him. Get him on his way. Leave Archie free to go ahead and do what he's doing. And he's got houses here. He told me, he said he's supposed to get a house ready a week. No way is he going to do that until he gets things organized to work whenever he says, we got to do this. Each guy knows what his job is. Down, he gets on it and goes on and does his job. And you're free then to get around here and get the material for him, see that it's got accurate, and see that it's put in right.
Well, I'll tell you, Pappy.
Organization is always going to do.
Okay, Pappy, I'll tell you that the other problem is, you take Ricky, for example. Put him on the job. I don't worry about it. I know he knows what he's doing. I'll go back out of it. He'll be right, see? Put him in a room to finish it up. He may have been fasting to somebody, but when he gets to it, he'll be done right.
Right.
But now, most of these fellas, you can't count on that.
That's right.
Okay, now. Papa, we'll go back to what I said a while ago. How many of these guys have you brought in here and sat down and said, now, what kind of work do you want to do? What kind of work do you like to do? What kind of trade would you like? See, we've got to teach these people that we have in our group trades because, how old are you?
62.
Okay, I'm 61, soon to be 62. Okay, when you and I got where we can't go, if we're going to be fed, Father's going to have to feed us individually because these people that we've got here is too dumb, not their fault. Now, get there? It's my fault and your fault because we know what we're doing, the kind of work we're doing. And we haven't taught them people and taught them how to organize and set up and do a job. I can't go out and cover a construction job with just them. I had to have men that I knew what to do, and I knew exactly when I talked to them, and I had men work for me for 20 years on different jobs.
Pappy.
You know, just worked around the country, wherever I worked.
Pappy, but you have to realize there's a difference between having a company on the outside and this...
Sister, I realize that. That's why my suggestion was this. You take these individuals in... I mean, you call them in and have a serious talk. What kind of work do you want to do? What kind of work do you want to do? What do you like to do? Then you pick these people into these categories as the best that you can, as close as you can, and start working with them. They may be all wrong in what they want to do, but give a man, I can take some time, or probably take some time here, and I can study a man within 3 or 4 days, and I'll tell you whether he's adapted to that job you got him on or not. And I can tell you then at that time out of time, the job that he would be adapted to. Because I put in a lot of my time, and had to, because I have worked 5,000 men and on a three-shift job, 7 days a week, and I had directed for several years in the United States, poured more concrete than any man in the States. And I poured 4 yards every 30 seconds until I poured 7.25 million yards. And I never lost a pour. Now, if I didn't know what I was doing and had the men in the right place doing the right job, I couldn't be there 7 days a week, day and night. I had the men in the right place to do the right job, to do it the right way, and the job come out right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I use that as an illustration to show that he can't do it, I can't do it, him and I together can't do it. But if we have men working in the position and they know they've got this responsibility, which we have not designated any responsibility, these guys, we chew them out a little bit and that's it. But we haven't got it across to them, they're responsible. Now we have two. One guy that we begin to get some responsible response from, and that's because you really got after him and wrote him, and that's huge. Now, Hugh is gradually coming around, and he's getting to where he's responsible to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is part of organization. That is part of organization. And what we think today, just like I tried to talk to JR back to that again, if They are what it said. Then let me think about this. I'll call Jack and Art here, whoever was going to be in this building committee, together. Let's talk about that a little bit and find out if we should go a little heavier here. Well, all in the world he would have been doing by going with heavier wire was given a more safety margin than what we got already.
Uh-huh.
Plus, we would have a safety margin. If we built two more floors under there, we would have still had a 15 to 20% safety margin above putting that on. I wouldn't have had to go down there and make two trips or three trips if they would have taken the time and had the electrician or JR go in and balance that load. None of this stuff just tied on and left. When you've got a pretty heavy service, you've got to balance your load on each phase. If it's three phases, you've got to balance it on the three phases. Same way with water. I told JR when they're putting water in there, I said, our water is not going to be enough pressure. Now, if they're going to do anything about it, going to build on that, we're going to have to put a tank up on the top so that we can have a water tank up there to boost the pressure to have to go on up in the other part of the building and also give it to where my father can get water into his room. Mm-hmm. I went down there here this 2 or 3 weeks ago, and Father told me, he said, Pappy, I haven't had any hot water in my shower since I've been here. And I went to work on the plumbing and got him hot water in his shower. That is not my job.
I know.
It was my son. But he is just as responsible for anything in here as the man that's out here taking care of the laundry or going around sweeping the floor.
Sure.
And that man is sweeping the floor is just as important as Papa is or I am or you are.
Right. Sure.
But if we've got every one of those men and we turn them completely loose to do their own thinking on their own thing on getting this work done, it ain't going to cost us nothing but money until it's decided which is the best way to do that. Now, we're going to keep spending money until we come to that fact with the possibility of putting up a building. Well, is this the way it's going to be stand? Is it going to stay? Well, if there's any remote possibility it's not, get ready in case you do and put in at the time of your installation and put it in to where it will do the job in case you demand it, because it costs a very little money and it costs a lot less money if you do it then than it does to have to go down there like you're going to have to do now to go ahead and put a different put new floors on top of the church. Now that's my understanding. But
you haven't
communicated.
You have to change the conduit now, too?
Huh?
Would that change the conduit?
Oh, yeah, you got to change the service conduit because the one you got there is not big enough to pull head enough water.
The cabinet, too, huh?
No, we can, well, they would say you have to change the cabinet, Papa, but we don't. We can leave out the one we got and get by with it. But now, if you call an electrician down there to do this job, it's going to be another $1,500, see, but you don't do that. We'll go ahead and do it a little different way and do a little, that's the way to do it. We'll revamp it a little and go ahead and we'll have a just as good a service as we had if we'd changed.
By the time of the labor day, it cost an extra wire.
The extra wire and the extra conduit for the service coming in will have to be done.
That
could avoid it. Absolutely. For, I would say, approximately $100 more than was spent would have been safe for twice the service that we got in there now. Now, I'm talking about just like
I can
relate
to that.
Well,
I can relate to that.
Well, you're the only one here, I mean, in the group, that understands
the technicality.
I mean, actually knows where they... He's the one that knows what I know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
See, I mean, now I'm not slamming off on your job.
Right,
your job is...
We don't know the trade, right?
But we, to get anything done, one man can pick up a couple hundred pounds. See, two men can pick up 400 pounds. But you put six men in there, and six men will lift up 1,500 pounds, and they won't know that they're picking up any more than 1,200 pounds. Why? Because We are a group. We're working together. I know my job. You know your job. You know what you're going to do. You know what you're going to do. And it's a group that's worked together. Mm-hmm. Let's get it. Go get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
I gotta go.
Take it easy. Don't work too hard.
What about the promised land, though?
Go ahead and do that.
Kathy, you know the equipment that's down there. And a lot of that equipment was sent down there yet to be worked on, yet to be hooked up.
Definitely.
Right, I know that's true. Now, knowing what's down there and what's here, taking things from where they are, as you know, as disorganized as things are, where do you think you personally could better fit in at this point?
That's not for me to say.
What do you think, though?
You told me to come in here to find out some things.
I think what Gene wants to tell you basically is that we know that, you know, you need to go to the promised land, what with that machinery and stuff, and that you are going to go. Isn't that right,
Janet?
That's right.
But the thing of it is, there's no more use of me going over there than I can get out here and put in a day of flying a kite for any more than I can accomplish. Because it's got to be set up and be organized, and that has just got to be over there. That's just got to be a link in this chain that's over here,
right,
just like that. It doesn't make any difference.
We're going to do the other stuff, too.
It's got to be, and no organization is not going to get nowhere, whether it's here or over there either.
Yeah, you made your point very well, but we also wanted you to know that, yes, you were going to go to the promised land, and that all this other stuff will have to be worked out. We didn't want you to think that you're not going to the promised land.
Well, I didn't... I never have said I wanted to go to promise.
I'm not saying that you did, but I'm saying that you need to.
That's not the point that we was discussing here. The thing that we was discussing here is why that I felt like I did.
Right. But we also wanted you to know that fact.
The thing of it is, I don't feel that I even can work and really do justice, in other words, under the circumstances that they are. Because it, in my mind, it tears me up all inside. Sometimes, maybe people don't think that I think much of the cause, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
For the simple reason here, not only do I think for the cause of what Father's doing, but Father is if he didn't have none of the there's a physical power that he has. There is another human being walking on this earth that is the man and the person that Jim Jones
That's
is.
Right.
It's true.
I mean, just as a man.
That's right.
Because he'll cut his fingers off, his hand off, anything else to help you. He don't care about himself.
Right.
But then if I know better, and I put in 3 years of trying to get this changed and to get it organized and get things rolling, when I could have made a contractor if I would have had a good back, and if I would have helped my back, don't think he didn't, because I couldn't hardly walk when I went far.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'd have been in a condition and put in the time and worked as hard as I have here,
mm-hmm,
for this cause, I could have made a contract as long as I've been here, at least I would have, I could have cleared him $5 million or better in the 3 years that I've been here. I'm messing around doing nothing. I would have made the contract with that kind of money. Working for him. I don't care what job you went out there got. Don't make any difference. Where do you want to work? You want to put in a bridge? You want to put up a high-rise building? Or you want to put in a tunnel? Or you want to put in an elevated railroad? Or whatever you want to put in. Whatever job. It don't make no difference. It's work. It's got to be done. And when you take the job, get after it. Get it done. Now, what we're doing, we're sitting down, Father's are pushing the triangle, and he's got too much principle to tell you to get off of your can and go and do what you can. I've seen it too much. And he will take the laziest person that we got in our organization that won't do anything And if he didn't have anything to eat, Father would take his plate of food over and Father had that anything in a week and give it to him and tell him to eat it. So you think that I would be right in knowing what should be done, and I've tried for 3 years to do it. So my conscience is clear. I've tried. I put in time, and I begged, and I pleaded, and I tried to get organization. I tried everything I knew how to try. Well, then, I am washed up. I haven't accomplished anything since I've been here. I'm right back to what was the day that I first come here, as far as computers is concerned. I haven't done anything.
Well,
nothing have I done to help him carry the load that he's had to carry. So if I can't be of a benefit and do what should be done, then he doesn't need to look after me another day. It's up to me to look after myself, because I am a burden on him, and I unload the burden off of him. At least I have accomplished that much of the cause, because he doesn't have me to worry about. He doesn't have me to feed and to clothe and to keep a roof over and to keep a car transportation going.
Compared to your ability, you may say you haven't done anything. You have done something.
No, I mean, what work I've done, what work I have done with my hands doesn't mean a thing. That's nothing. Compared to what Father has to put up with, I haven't done 10 minutes for you. I mean, for the burden that we put on him.
That's true.
Let's go just a little deeper. Now, not only do I believe in socialism 100%, I do. But I think a lot of that man that's wearing them shoes down there, that he can't even take time to go piss in the bathroom when he's talking to a group of people to try to get something done. He has to stand up there and hide behind the podium to do it. Now, what kind of people are we that we just keep sucking under that and knowing better, then we don't do nothing? What? So, that's what's wrong. And if you don't feel it, you're not in this. And if you know what to do and you don't do it and you try to get it done, then you have done wrong again.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've tried, like I feel like I've done for 3 years, and I haven't accomplished one thing in 3 years, just like I give you a letter, you give it to Father. I said, let's get some steam on that song. I don't know where it went, but anyhow, you know, you and I is going to talk about it. I was told later to forget about it. Okay, I forgot about it. That they went down and turned it over to some engineers. Now, don't get me wrong. I'll change that a little bit. I don't have a degree in steam engineering, but I know steam engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you don't have to have a big steam turbine to run a sawmill. It takes five times the amount of steam to run a steam turbine as it will to run a reciprocating steam engine. And you get a little, just a little steam turbine with 60 kW or 100 kW turbine to make your power in daytime so you don't have to run into diesels. And put it in there and set it on that sawmill and get it running and been done, and they would have been sawing a year ago. And they would have been self-sufficient. They wouldn't have had to have the buy fuel oil for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't tell you, and I thank Archie about for this. If I come up here and say, Archie, let's do it this way, let's do it, then I know what I'm talking about. But if I've got any doubt that I'm not exactly right, I will tell him or you, Archie, I think we do it this way. You know that.
That's right. If
I come up and tell you such and such, you can just bet your bottom dollar I've already got it figured out in my head that's going to be the thing to do to save the money and get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't have it completely figured out, I'll say I think we'll do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have enough time to sit here and stand here and argue with you. I'll only tell you once. Then if you don't get it, and you have to come back and ask me again, I'll tell you again. But if you go in and make it on your own,
okay.
I don't say any more about it, because I don't have time to fool with you. We got a job to do, and I've got the nerve to keep going, because I don't, even when I go home and go to bed, I don't sleep. I
have had more problems of thinking of that man down there than I believe, and I don't know about all of you, but I know part of you that you don't feel it like I do. So if I can't accomplish something that I should, then the thing for me to do is get out of here so that I don't be a burden to that man. Because he's going to worry about me as long as I depend on him.
No, I
know
where I can be where long
you live. That's right. Worry about you no matter where you are, Pappy.
That I don't even come up to his shoe sole.
I say he's going to be concerned about you long.